The Pork Checkoff has submitted a second round of comments as National Pork Board Manager of Nutrition Communication and Research, Adria Shield Brown, says the board supports the recommendations in the previous dietary guidelines for the consumption of lean meat and protein foods based on science. Shield Brown says Americans will enjoy better health through more frequent selection of naturally nutrient-rich foods, including lean meat. National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Christina Butts invites those of you who have yet to make comments to do so today.
So 11:59 Eastern Standard Time is the deadline on this Friday, May the 8th, for comments to be submitted to both agencies, the Department of Agriculture and the Health and Human Services Agency. Obviously, NCBA has been very engaged in dietary guidelines. For those of you listening that have submitted comments, we want to say thank you. For those of you that might still be looking to submit comments, you can go to NCBA's website, which is beefusa.org, and you can submit comments that we've already pre-written. It's always great to tailor these comments to your own personal interest, but if you don't have time, these comments are here to help you kind of put your thoughts together if you share the same views as NCBA. You can also go directly to the government's website, which is dietaryguidelines.gov, and submit your comments through that portal as well. So NCBA, we're finalizing our comments. We've shared those with our state affiliates. We've also shared them with our producers looking for some feedback, and we'll be submitting those comments. But obviously, our three biggest concerns continue to be that the advisory committee removed lean meats from its overall statement of what a healthy dietary pattern is. This is actually contradictory of the 2010 dietary guidelines, as well as some strong evidence that was considered in the 2015 Dietary Guidelines Committee process. The committee also went outside of their scope and made recommendations on topics like sustainability. So our comments weigh in very heavily on that front about making sure that these guidelines are really focused on nutrition and science from a health outcomes perspective. And then finally, looking at the statement that the advisory committee suggested for Americans to reduce their consumption of red and processed meats. And when you actually look at the consumption data, this is the actual protein category is one of the few and the only one where we're actually consuming protein and meat within the daily recommended values of the 2010 dietary guidelines. So some of the overall messaging of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee's report, we're weighing in and making sure that the secretaries have a lot of the science that they need to make the right changes and add lean meats back into that healthy overall dietary pattern statement, not put forward statements like eat less red and processed meats when we're not overeating red and processed meats, and then at the same time staying within their scope of nutrition and health and not including topics outside of that like sustainability.
More information can be found at dietaryguidelines.gov.